This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's May 8th, and on this date in 1886, the pharmacist John Pemberton carried a bottle of his patented medicine known as Coca-Cola over to Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta. And with that, the first glass of the soft drink was served. Sold for a nickel, Pemberton billed the concoction of syrup mixed with soda water as a versatile drug that could, quote, cure all nervous afflictions, sick headaches, neuralgia, hysteria, and sadness. By the way, the secret formula for his concoction had been kept in the SunTrust Bank vault since 1925, but in 2011, the formula was carefully transferred to a new vault in what is now part of the World of Coca-Cola Museum. And it was on this date in 1912, the film and television production and distribution studio, known as Paramount Pictures, was founded. According to Paramount's website, it all started when Adolph Zukor, the owner of a New York Nickelodeon, released Queen Elizabeth, the first full-length drama shown in the United States. A year later, he began distributing his films through a startup company known as Paramount Pictures. Since, it has produced such films as Titanic, A Farewell to Arms, A Place in the Sun, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Braveheart, The Lost Weekend, Forrest Gump, Holiday Inn, Double Indemnity, Iron Man, Roman Holiday, The Godfather, The Ten Commandments, Road to Singapore.
And that's it for today's Mark's Almanac. He'll talk tomorrow when today is history.